In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So I'm looking at the bracket here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that.
Oregon will play James Madison.
Yes, with their 20-something point favorites.
It's Oregon's the 5, James Madison is the 12. Now, if I had told you at the start of the season that was going to be, like, let's go back to August. Rewind to August Souk.
Sure.
And I'm sitting over here, I'm like, you know what they're going to do? Mm. They're going to play James Madison in the first round. You'd have done just that. You'd have laughed.
I would have laughed. Yes.
And here they are.
The Sun Belt champion.
They are actually playing James Madison, which is, I think, a total lame-o letdown bullshit, you know, of a game. At the same time, if you're an Oregon fan, you're like, okay, well.
It's as well as it could go.
Yeah, it's like, this is good. We'll win that, and then we'll go and play Texas Tech.
No one is saying, because I've heard some Texas Tech and Indiana fans be all butthurt, because everyone's butthurt. But let me state for the record.
Why are they butthurt?
Well, because of this. But let me just say, no one's.
What? They got buys.
No one is more of a bitch than Notre Dame. You're a bitch. Everyone thinks you're a bitch.
But
and
wait,
the only
on,
one complaining.
On. Why are Indiana and Texas Tech complaining about Oregon and James Madison?
No, they're complaining because a lot of people, the pundits, are saying that Oregon has an easy draw. And so they're Texas Tech and Indiana.
Well, they do. It's not easy, but it's the easier of the two sides.
And therein lies the point. So Texas Tech and Indiana, lighten up. No one's saying that you're easy games. They're saying if you're Oregon and you weren't going to be the 4 seed, everyone knows the 5 is the place to be. You are going to be overwhelming favorites against James Madison. And yes, Texas Tech's defense is really good. And Indiana just got done proving that they're the best team in the country. They've beaten Oregon and they've beaten Ohio State. And those were legitimate victories. Take nothing away from them. But from a talent standpoint, yes, Oregon is going to be James Madison doesn't belong in the field with them, that they are going to have a massive advantage with the exception of probably the defensive line. And even then, it's not like Oregon has a bad defensive line. And again, talent standpoint, not saying they're a better team, Indiana proved it. But you aren't going to face a team that is overwhelmingly more talented or even as talented as you to a man until you would get all the way to the end. So yes, if you had to draw up a bracket, and you could lose to Texas Tech, you could lose to Indiana, you're not losing to James Madison. This is a good draw. You avoid Ohio State, you avoid Georgia.
Yeah.
That's good.
Of course. And there isn't anyone who would think otherwise.
Well, it's unless you're at Texas Tech and Indiana.
We have to make a pact. You and I.
Yes.
We do a radio show together.
Yes.
Stop bringing up what fans say on social media. It's a waste of time. Fans are idiots. They are. And it hurts the discussion. It's like, just because Texas Tech fan is butthurt that he can't handle that they're not Georgia and Ohio State. Like, I don't know what to tell you. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
So it's not even worth our breath. Okay, can we do that?
No.
You, me.
No.
You and me.
No. Let's do it.
No Stephen A. takes.
However.
No,
Ryan Clark and
yes,
Cam Newton.
None of them. I don't care what anyone. And by the way, here's another thing. I'm going to make a declaration right now.
Ooh, I like
you're not going to hear this reporter bitch about the college football playoff one time. I don't care.
I
get it. It's a mess, okay?
Sure.
There's no question. It needs to be completely blown up and revamped. That said, I'm tired of everyone just constantly bitching about it. I got to tell you, I had a great time yesterday. I woke up and I got my coffee and I took Molly on a walk and I came and I sat down and I turned on ESPN at 9 o'clock. Now, I was a little perturbed that it took them a half an hour to get to the rankings.
Sure.
But I get it. TB. And I was thoroughly compelled, oddly compelling, television, mm-hmm. even though it's kind of an S show. And yes, of course, Notre Dame being left out, which, by the way, I got to give you credit. You're the one that called that.
Yeah.
You called that. Now, once, because you said on Thursday, I wasn't here on Friday, but on Thursday, you said the way they set it up, they teed it up so that BYU, if they lose, is out, and then they would compare Miami and Notre Dame head-to-head, which is exactly what they did,
yep.
and they flipped Miami because they beat Notre yep. Dame.
And
you called that. Now, on Sunday, I'm sorry, I'm going long here, but one more point.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On Saturday, mm-hmm. when Alabama got smoked and looked so bad doing it, it was amazing because I was with you on Thursday. I'm like, I think that's right. I think you're seeing that right. Okay, then Saturday comes around and Alabama gets smoked. And all of a sudden, the narrative, you could just, again, this is why there's too many pundits, there's too mm-hmm. many dumb fans, there's too much noise out there that doesn't mean anything because all of a sudden the groupthink was, well, Alabama's out.
Yeah.
Alabama shouldn't be in. Because some guy somewhere who probably has a little bit of a following, you know, tweets like, oh, Alabama doesn't deserve to be in. Then all of a sudden everybody thinks that and everybody's tweeting that. And now we're talking about Alabama not being in. Dude, they didn't even move a spot in the rankings.
Nope.
So this is my point is I just think it's shockingly flawed and probably really frustrating if you're a Notre Dame fan or, you know, Texas or whomever. But I, as a fan... Yeah. I'm absolutely having a great time. I think the bracket, even though the G5 schools in there is kind of less than ideal, but that's the system.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's a great tournament.
I always say to anyone that complains, it's better than we've ever had. What's the old argument that perfection is the greatest enemy of better? This is better than it was last year, which is better than the year was the year before.
Do you remember the BCS?
Yes. I remember a time before the BCS when at the end of the year, we just voted and we were like,
Okay, you're champs.
Miami is a champion, but then so is Washington. Well, they never played each other, nor did they play a common opponent. I don't know. Let's each give one of them a championship.
Yeah, you guys both win.
So
everybody go home.
It's so much better than it was. Oh. And for the Notre Dame fans that are crying and they're like, this is the greatest travesty. Florida State was undefeated and got left out of a 4-team playoff.
Yeah.
Florida State was undefeated, and together they were like, no. And yet Notre Dame is standing up there acting like this is the worst thing that's ever happened. And this is why I say Notre Dame, just play like a champion until we don't get our way, and then we take our ball and go home. I hope that Notre Dame, the rumor is that Notre Dame tomorrow is going to pull out of the ACC. I hope every other power conference turns to them and goes, cool, either join a conference or we don't schedule you. Like, this whole power play on the part of Notre Dame, how dare you?
Well, what does the ACC have to, like, why are they mad at the ACC?
Because the ACC pumped up Miami over Notre Dame. Notre Dame
not a full member of the league.
Thank you. Notre Dame's AD actually had the balls to say that the ACC has done permanent damage by promoting Miami over Notre Dame. And my favorite part about Notre Dame is their only argument, the argument isn't that Miami was in over them, because you can't argue that. Miami beat you. Your only argument is until the last ranking, we were ahead of you. So they're upset not that Miami is above them. It's just that they're only above us at the end, which is the lamest thing in the world. Miami is like whatever you think of that at the end of the day, because had Miami been put above Notre Dame before the last ranking, Notre Dame would have no leg to stand on. So Notre Dame's only argument is, Notre Dame is O.J. Simpson at this point. Yeah, we did it, but we'd like to get off on a technicality. That's all your argument is. And you look and sound like the world's biggest bitch to everyone in college football that isn't suckling at the Notre Dame teat. It's embarrassing. All you're doing is embarrassing yourself. And I hope that the rest of college football takes a look at this and tells you to go take a flying leap when you decide to take your ball and be like, well, we're going to leave the ACC. You realize, Notre Dame, that you do need those other conferences. You do need that. And maybe if you had actually joined a conference, this wouldn't happen to you. I have lost all respect for Notre Dame based on this whole thing. Well, we'll just take our ball and go home. We can't bother to be played because the system is a farce. The system is rigged for you better than any other team.
I think there's like 10 teams that opted out of bowls,
yeah,
to be fair. It's
but some of them actually have a legitimate reason, like Ohio State, or not Ohio State, excuse me, Iowa State.
Ohio State opted out?
Yeah, they're done.
Wow.
Iowa State doesn't have a coach, doesn't know who their coach, you know, they're trying to put that together.
Well, they got Jimmy Rogers.
Trying to keep a staff together, trying to figure out who Jimmy Rogers is going to hire, trying to keep their team. I get Iowa State. Notre Dame just is being a baby.
There's a couple of them that went to their players and said, because like you said, there's a lot of coaching changes and stuff. And some of these teams went to their players. And I think Kansas State was one of them where they just were like, do you guys want to play? And they're like, half of us don't want to play, so we're going to opt out.
Yeah.
And so therefore, the rest of the guys are like, whatever, no.
Yeah.
I don't go to El Paso.
We're good.
So Notre Dame isn't the only team that opted out. But anyway, let's continue the college football playoff discussion next. Lord knows we have we have 11 days to talk about it because for some stupid reason. Yeah. I'm not going to bitch.
Yep.
Not going to bitch. But they don't start this. If you're wondering,
no,
the games don't start this weekend.
No,
they start the weekend after this weekend.
You're correct.
Is that the right way to say that?
Yeah.
The weekend after next.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
11 days until a college football playoff game, which is
and then it's very dumb. Two of them are duds, which is the unfortunate part. But two of them are excited. I didn't complain. I just said two were duds and two I'm excited about.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.